Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After a recent study commissioned by our next guest's organization uncovered some serious skills gaps in our state's information technology workforce, they decided to help employers address these with a series of upcoming workshops. Tammy Mainwaring is president of ITology in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Tammy, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Mike. Glad to be here.
So tell us what this study uncovered.
Well, Mike, we started the study because there are over 6,000 open IT jobs in South Carolina right now, and we wanted to find out what are the gaps between the students that are graduating and what the employers need when they hire these IT employees, and how can we fill those gaps? So some of the major gaps we found were literally the number of students pursuing IT careers in our schools. There aren't many students pursuing IT in our universities. We also found that there is a huge lack of women and other minorities in IT, and so we need to get the awareness out to these groups because we definitely need diversity in IT. Cybersecurity. I know everyone's heard about ransom and hackers. Cybersecurity workers are very much in high demand in South Carolina. We have about 500 certifications in South Carolina, people who are certified, but over 3,000 open jobs. So that will give you an idea of the need for the cybersecurity specialists. Software developers are a huge need. Networking professionals, engineers. Actually, in a study, Cyber States, it was done by CompTIA. South Carolina actually ranked number 2 in all the 50 states for growth in technology establishments, which is quite a compliment, quite an achievement, but yet, are we producing the workers to fill these technology establishments that are being created? And one of the huge findings, Mike, was that students need soft skills. Many of the top employers in South Carolina told us that they could train students, they could learn the technology, they have to be agile learners, they can do that, but they cannot train the soft skills, how to negotiate, how to work in a team, how to communicate in a business or be the face of a business. So that was surprisingly a huge need that they have, is for students to have those business soft skills.
All right, so tell us about the workshops and how these issues are being addressed.
Well, ITology is offering a series of workshops during 2018, and we are addressing topics such as team collaboration, negotiation, resolving conflict, working in a team, technical communications, and our soft skills are a bit different because they focus on specific soft skills a student would need in IT. In IT, you have to work in groups a lot on project teams. So that's why the technical communications and the teamwork and collaboration would be so important. So we took the top soft skills that the employer said they needed, and we have created workshops to address those skills.
And now going back to the all these open jobs that are in our state, give us some actual job titles in IT that are in demand.
It's interesting in South Carolina, and when you think about our environment, you will understand, but the biggest in-demand job as far as IT in South Carolina is computer-controlled machine operators. That is a huge job. Web developers, another job that is in high demand. Software developers, another in high demand. As I mentioned before, cybersecurity. Every business, no matter the industry, they have to have technology's the backbone. They have to have that cybersecurity. It's no longer an option, it's a necessity. And project management, actually, in the IT field is very high in demand.
If there's a computer involved, it's IT.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate the opportunity.
Tammy Mainwaring is president of ITology in Columbia. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more about these workshops. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.